Good afternoon, students. Your teacher has informed me that you are learning about forces and motion. Your teacher has asked me to quickly highlight main points about gravity. First, did you know that gravity is a force exerted by masses? Of course it is. I will explain. The force of gravity depends on two things, mass and distance. The more mass an object has, the more gravitational pull it will have. The less mass an object has, the less gravitational pull it will have. Now if the distance between two objects is great, then the gravitational pull will be weak. But, if the distance between two objects is low, then the gravitational pull will be stronger. Now are you ready for the tricky stuff? If you have two objects of different mass, then the gravitational pull will match the object with the greater mass. So you're probably wondering why the gravitational pull from a semi-truck does not pull you towards it, right? Well, that is easy. Even though there is a gravitational force between all masses, think about the gravitational pull exerted by Earth. It is much greater than that truck. So chances are that you will be pulled towards the Earth rather than the truck. Now I should probably address one misconception about weight and mass. Mass is the amount of matter that makes up an object. Weight is the amount of gravitational pull on an object. So while your mass will never change from between here and let's say Jupiter, your weight will be significantly different between the two planets because the gravitational pull is different on each planet. I hope that makes sense. Well, I thank you for joining me tonight in the Situation Room to review the concept of gravity. Have a wonderful day.